in advance, you guys had an opportunity to talk to John Lynch prior to me. And he made, you guys asked him, how was Nick doing? And John went on and said, yeah, I'm doing well. And he just so happened to mention that he referred to me as Barbaro. Yes, yes, yes. That wasn't the first time for me hearing that. Actually, if it's, well, you guys can't come in the locker room, but there's a picture in the locker room of Barbaro, and John drew a 25 on it. Now, the first day I walked past and I saw this, of all the guys in the locker room, you wouldn't have figured that it would have been John, but I knew it was John, so I gave him some trash about it. But I figured you guys going to ask me about that, right?
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
What a pretty important race.
Huh?
Are you Barbaro?
No, I am not. You know, I guess he made the reference to me and Barbaro because of the leg injury. But fortunately, I mean, I didn't go to the, you know, glue factory. But I'm still around, live and kicking, and I'm overcoming my leg injury. So. Have I come up with a nickname for John? I have one, but it has no references to horses, but it's something I can't say on air. So I'll tell you guys later on in the season.
Could put you out the stud.
Yeah, good. I am a stud, though, by the way.
Anybody got any different questions?
How you feel? Just how's everything going?
Well, that was my goal, obviously, to try to come back, you know, healthy and faster than they thought I would, because I wanted to participate in these mini camps. So much so that me and my wife were supposed to take a visit to her family, and I told her we couldn't take that visit because this was a little more important as far as making sure I participate in this mini camp. And for me, especially coming off of a leg injury, I not only wanted to prove to myself, but prove to anybody in the organization, you know, you guys as well, that this injury is not going to change anything about the way that I play the game.
You know, guys have really fast goals all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you really expect that?
Well, sometimes when you're injured, you're not expecting that right away, but you know yourself sometimes better than other people. And sometimes in my rehab, I would push myself and they would have to tell me, hey, listen, you know, you don't have to come back. You know, right now, training camp is the most important thing. But for me, I set a goal for myself to participate in these mini camps, and I was going to do whatever it took to make sure I was able to participate.
How are you moving around out there?
I'm moving well. To me, it just, right now, it's just getting that strength back in my endurance in the left leg. But as they say, that will come. But I'm feeling better. I don't feel indifferent. I'm not thinking about the injury. Would be a problem if it was a thing where every time I made a move, I was thinking about the injury. But I'm not. To me, I'm back to, you know, my natural self, and you guys will come see that training camp during the season.
Are there full participants down there where you holding back or staying outside?
There's no such thing as holding back, Gary. You know, for one, there's no such thing as holding back in this business, and for me, there's no such thing as holding back personally. So.
There's a bond with you and John, mainly because I think you play the same position or side by side. We've all been telling both you guys every year you're probably getting a little bit of the beer. But that's a pretty good bond you two guys have, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is. And last time I checked, I didn't find any gray hairs in my beard. And I'm not dyeing my hair either. But the big thing this past offseason, it was not just the fact of my injury, but the sense of both me and John getting older. But some of you guys in here are probably the same age I am, maybe a little older. But I don't think you guys can do what me and John can do on the field. But people always say that. But to me, as long as we're handling our business on the field, I mean, to us, age is nothing. It really doesn't matter to us. So it's an afterthought. That's something for you guys to write in and report about.
When the draft happened, Mike said that they thought about a safety, but you know, they couldn't see picking a safety early in the draft because it'd be a reserve and they don't want to use a early draft pick on a reserve player. What'd you think of that? I mean, did you hear those comments?
No, I didn't hear those comments. It's my first time. And as you know, Coach Shanahan is a smart man, and that was a smart decision. Because I guess as far as me and John is concerned, it doesn't matter who you bring in here. They're just going to be standing next to you on the sideline. So for us, that's our frame of mind, because we know that we are good players. We work great together. And last year we saw with me not being there how it was a little difficult for him, because we were both kind of used to one another. Not taking anything away from anybody who came in as a reserve, but when you've been working with someone for a long period of time, you know each other. So it's still an honor for me to play with John, and you know, we both have a couple more years to play in this game, and if anyone said anything different, you know, obviously they would have me and John to answer to, but I guess I would probably speak up a little more than John.
Before the draft, Mike was saying how well you played last year before the injury.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did you feel that way about the season last year? Did they make it even more frustrating?
It did, because there was, I think 2 years ago, I figured that I should have been voted to my first Pro Bowl, and I wasn't. So that was disappointing. And normally what people say is, you know, after you have a great season, you normally go the following year. So with that being said, I figured, okay, well, this was going to be my year. So when I got injured, I mean, the injury was one thing, but I was thinking, you know, the Pro Bowl. So, but for me, that's still on my mind. Just like that Pittsburgh game is still on my mind. We lost. So things like that, you don't forget. You just use those things to catapult you to the next level. So that's why I wanted to participate in this May camp, so I can push myself and be ready and make a push for that Pro Bowl.
Just for clarity's sake, what exactly was wrong with you?
It was slight tear in the meniscus. So.
Was that a tough one to get
through? Well, it was and it wasn't, because when I sustained the injury in the San Diego game, I still went back in the game and played. There was no one who could really tell that there was a problem, but there was only two people who knew there was a problem, me and Coach Shanahan. And there were two plays that he knew that I would normally make the play, be a little more aggressive, but I was a little timid because I knew that something was wrong. But for me, it's a minor injury. And sometimes when you get knee injuries, everyone always says it's a major injury and it's hard to come back from. For me, I've proved that I can come back from this, and this is just the beginning. So just in my career, there's always been hurdles and always been adversity, and it's just another one I have to overcome.
I did see you moving pretty well in the ranks today.
Yeah, yeah. I told you I was a stud.
You're a mutter.
No, but it's great to be back on the field. There was always something in my career that humbled me. No matter whatever year it was, first year, fifth year, eighth year, there's always something that happened to humble me, to remind me how much this game means to me, how much I love playing this game, being around the guys. And to me, this was just another one of those things and say, hey, you know, here's a situation, here's a problem, how are you going to handle it? I mean, early on in my rehab, I was frustrated because I wasn't used to not doing things I was capable of doing. So for me, I prayed about it and everything, and I'm glad to say I'm almost where I need to be. So if I had to break it down into percentages, probably about 98.5. So, but you'll see me out there for the season. Don't worry about it. You know what? I think this system allows me and John to be aggressive, just kind of use our aggressive mentalities as far as the pass is concerned and the run is concerned. And if you talk to anyone on this defense, you have to be really excited about Bates coming in and implementing his system. I mean, he came from Miami. I love watching their defense, you know, linebackers and the D-line and secondary run around and make plays. And not taking anything away from the guys down in Miami, but I think we have the personnel here now to really execute that to perfection. So.
How long does it take to run the system? Is it easy?
Sometimes they try to keep certain things similar. You know, it's the terminology, you know, technique-wise. But once again, you know, this is not a recreational sport. This is your job. You're professionals. So you either learn or you don't. So if you don't learn, you won't be here.
How much did you?
There, without going into detail, there's a couple of things that pretty much changed, but you guys have to wait till the season to see the show. So,
what do you think about Bates? Been around
personality-wise? I like him. You know, he's very energetic. He comes into meetings. He's right on point. He's exact. He knows the game inside and out. And I like the fact that he, you know, put the onus on you as an individual player because he asks questions. Most times you're in meetings, the coach just coach, you just take notes or whatever. But he asks you questions as far as, okay, well, explain to me exactly how this go. Well, what running formation is this? What type of run is this? You know, what are the run gaps? And maybe in the past, guys were not responsible for answering those type of questions or knowing those type of, you know, run gaps. But now everybody's responsible. So you have to know what every person on the field is doing. Yeah, true. It is. Everybody's attentive, and if anyone doze off for any moment, he makes sure his presence is known. So, and you have to like that. He cares as much about the game and his defense and his players as though we care about winning. So.
Nick, who's filling the void for Al Wilson? Talking about the intangibles so much in our position.
Well, I think it's going to cause for everybody in the secondary to, you know, stand up a little more. Me and John, you know. You don't, when you lead, you don't always have to be vocal. You know, you can just lead by your actions. So, I mean, DJ is, you know, has to step up because this is a role that, you know, he's being thrust into that he wasn't introduced to before. So it's going to take everybody on the defense to step up. And I think that's going to lift us up and take us to a wholly different level as a defense. So.
How's Dre Bly fitting in with you guys in the secondary?
He's fitting in well. I mean, it's not too hard to come into this team and not fit in, and you know, playing opposite, you know, Champ Bailey, you have no choice. So, but Dre is fitting in. He has to learn how to play. We all have to learn how to play with one another because he's used to certain things, and so are we. So we have to let him in on our techniques and our terminology, and most important, our hand signals. And after that, everything will be okay. Well, I think it was more of a concern. As for, I mean, if it was training camp, maybe we probably would finish. But it's early, you know. Coach doesn't want anyone to get injured, so he didn't want to give you guys anything else to write about. So he got us off the field. So.
Thank you.